Some charismatic pastors made some wild claims, not necessarily true claims, and it went viral around the world about the government, the U.S. government, meeting secretly with pastors to help them prepare their congregations for this information drop that was coming about aliens and UAPs and disclosure, and there's half-truths, and there's whole lies, and we're going to get into all of it today. I have some personal inside info. I've talked to one of the guys in detail. I have evidence. I followed the trail. I've done what I do. I've gathered all the pieces to put them together to show you the truth of what happened. Because once again, a group of charismatic pastors are operating without any, seemingly without any reasonable or proper accountability in their own fellowship. And what happened was they got thrust into the national spotlight operating in that fashion. And it became, I think, an embarrassment to the name of Christ. I mean, they're literally being laughed at, like on Joe Rogan's show, brought onto the news to be put on display as being unreliable sources. That's my read on it. I'll share it all with you guys, including the spin. This stuff should be dealt with openly because it is open. It's already open. So at least let it be Christians who are being level-headed. Now, I want to say about the alien conversation. I'm going to go through all this stuff. I'm going to talk about Alan DiDio. I'm going to talk about, oh gosh, what's his name? I'm going to talk about Perry Stone. I'm going to talk about Tony Merkel, who was the most inside guy that's been public about the issues. And I'm going to talk about Larry Ragland. All of these guys, right? Names who you may not have known that well before, but now they're like national headlines. But I'm also going to talk briefly, real quick, as a disclaimer. When it comes to the topic of aliens, what I'm about to say right now is not actually meant to say that every conspiracy theorist is wrong or that there's no like important information that's going to be dropped by the government. I don't mean that at all, actually. I'm open and discerning. That's my position on those kinds of things. I'm ready to evaluate whatever happens with my Christian worldview, with my brain open in a healthy way, but also with my commitment to scripture intact, and it's good to have those conversations. But please, church, can it not be these guys that are leading us in those conversations? That's what I'm going to suggest. Let's look at the evidence. And by speaking up on this, like with a mild challenge, I've got myself roped into it as well. And I'm just going to dig through it all today. Let's start with this. On April 28th, this is what went viral. There was a comment made by Perry Stone, who I know some stuff about. I'll share with you in a minute. Perry Stone is a charismatic pastor, fairly well known in that circle. And here's one of the headlines. It says here, televangelist UFO warning goes viral as America awaits for disclosure and proof. And the claim was that, and I'll read it to you from the article here, Cleveland-based televangelist Perry Stone recently claimed that pastors in an undisclosed state were warned by individuals connected to the U.S. government to prepare their congregations for coming disclosures involving non-human craft, materials not from this earth, and even reptilian entities. Yeah, that was Perry Stone. Now, those of us who are familiar with Perry Stone understand to instantly be suspicious. But, and for those of you who think, Mike, you're just being mean, you're assuming the worst, you're believing the worst of people, no, I'm not, guys. This is evidence. Perry Stone, the guy who threatened to kill himself. Let me just share with you right now. Before we do anything else, I'll show you who Perry Stone is. He's the gentleman who actually threatened to kill himself when it was going to be exposed that the man was inappropriately acting towards multiple women that were under his authority. And so I'll play you that audio.
I have 12 letters of where you're headed, and you've done it to all of them.
Okay.
Where you...
You know what? I'm going to go commit suicide up in the mountains and end this thing, because I'm not going to... Look, listen to me before God. I'm going to go take pills in the mountains, Rob, because I can't put up with this.
Okay, we're here to help
you. I know. I'm a very sincere person, but I have almost no friends, man. And I have almost no friends because of shit like this.
You've got two friends
sitting here to help you. No, I know I do, but I'm just saying... like this. I can't shake a woman's hand. Oh, he's coming on to me. Pat him on the back. He's coming on to me. I'm talking about these other people. This other stuff, whatever. I'm just talking about these other people. I mean, it just really... And look, I will take my life before I let the ministry go down. I swear to God, I'll take my life.
No.
This is going to get bigger. If he's got letters, it means they're talking it. If they're talking it...
They're not even talking to each other.
The ministry is ruined. I'm going to shut OCI down and sell the building. No, I need to. I need to shut OCI down, sell the building, and forget everything I'm doing. Because I am not. And if Pam Stone knows this, Pam Stone will leave me.
She don't
just
know.
She'll find out. And by accusations, I'll be destroyed. So what do I have to live for? What do I have to live for, man?
That's why we're here.
I'm ruined.
So Perry Stone actually threatening to kill himself rather than face the reality of these men who say, hey, we're here to love you, Perry, but we've got 12 different letters written by all these different witnesses confronting you with your inappropriate behaviors. He completely freaked out, said he'd kill himself, said he'd destroy his ministry. He just will not allow any accountability. And this is unfortunately the reality is years later, he's still just going and going and going with no end in sight. That's just how it is. That's just how it is in some charismatic worlds. So Perry Stone is the guy that's the source. He comes out with a video. I'm going to play the video now so that you guys can understand like where it all got started. It was this guy right here. Let's walk through all the evidence today in detail. This is going to be hopefully the only video you need to know on the topic.
But there were a large number of pastors that had been invited to go to a certain state to hear some men in the United States government and others share with them a concern that they had. And this particular man, and I'll not name him, and then we may end up doing some teachings with him or having an event at his church. He has a great church. But he said, Perry, what they're about to release from what we're hearing, there's going to be a release concerning aliens and concerning unidentified flying object spacecraft that some of the people who were in the meeting were telling us as pastors, you need to prepare your people and you need to get ready to answer them for what you're about to hear being released. And some of it has to do with crafts that have been discovered that are not allegedly a part of our planet, and the materials they're made of are not a part of our planet. Very strange reptilian-looking creatures, and other things that almost sound like something out of a sci-fi movie or an Orson Welles book.
Now, here's the thing. This one video from this one guy wasn't enough to make this go totally viral. See, the thing is, Perry Stone is connected to Paula White's faith office in the White House. That added some sense of credibility, some sense of weight to his words. It shouldn't, not if Paula White is involved. But he is connected to that. What actually, I think, made it go viral was some of the guys that were in the meeting retweeted or reposted or commented on the things that Perry said, and they were like, I was there, it's true. And so that offered validation to the things that he had claimed, suggesting, implying that the government itself is meeting with people to give them pastors, to give them disclosures for the sake of the public. Now, obviously, everyone's super interested in any disclosures about UAPs and UFOs. We're all kind of interested in that stuff, I think, and that's nothing's wrong with that. We want to know that kind of stuff. But what this did was it added a level of real dread and conspiracy to the whole thing, suggesting that, yeah, like we've got a spacecraft from non-human origin, we've got lizard-like beings, and these guys said that Perry was telling the truth. So that's when the news did its thing. And the news already showed you one headline. Here's another headline. Also, this one's from the Christian Post. Evangelist Perry Stone claims U.S. officials briefed pastors to prepare churches for UFO disclosure. Then we have another one from My Charisma that says, viral claims of secret government briefing to pastors ignite fierce UFO disclosure debate. Secret government briefing. Notice how it's being worded? Well, this is actually pretty understandable when you consider the context of what Perry Stone actually said. It makes plenty of sense. Another headline. This is a space and technology. Pastors claim Donald Trump's rumored alien files could challenge Christian beliefs, urging Christian churches to prepare. That is what they claim. That's not even sensationalized. That just is what they claim. And you'll see more of that. And you've got this from Kosher. And this was reposted and affirmed by one of the guys who was at the meeting, this exact tweet. And it says here, pastors told to prepare. Per Pastor Perry Stone, a large number, unquote, of pastors were invited to a meeting with individuals from the U.S. government telling them to prepare for UFO disclosure. Quote from Perry Stone, there's going to be a release concerning aliens. You need to prepare your people. Underneath this is where Alan DiDio, one of the pastors, said, it's true. I was there. It's true. He even says in another tweet, it's absolutely true. So it's understandable why the headlines started running, because they were like, we've got multiple witnesses all affirming the same thing that Perry is saying. This is from MSN. It says, church pastor warns Trump's alien files are going to shatter the Christian world. MSN.com. Yeah, okay, that's not what they said. But they did say it was going to be the thing that would lead to the great falling away. So, I mean, how different is that? I mean, how different is it from saying it's going to shatter the Christian world to saying that they think that this disclosure will be the thing that leads to the great falling away prophesied in the Bible? That, you know, unless the Lord had shortened the days, even the elect would be deceived. That's the thing these guys are warning about. So it is very much doom and gloom. It's very much has to do with end of times, kind of eschatology, a certain particular view of the end times that not all Christians have or have to have, and tying that to government alien disclosures and government people being present in the meeting. So it's sensational, man. Of course, who doesn't want to know about this meeting? Who's not curious about it? Well, everybody's curious about it. That's exactly the problem. Everybody's curious about it. Then you get guys like Larry Ragland, who goes even further. And let me give you Larry Ragland, who was at the meeting, confirmed. He's one of the guys who was at the meeting. I spoke to Alan Tadillo. He said Ragland was a guy who you could trust. And here's what he said. Pastor Larry Ragland, we will see Jesus appearing in the sky as a false rapture as they push the alien narrative, implying that an alien's going to show up in the sky impersonating Jesus, create some sort of false rapture event, and that it's meant to deceive people. Okay, this is one of the guys who's at the meeting. I say this because, guys, I had gone public. Probably the most criticism I received is because I tweeted out that these are unreliable guys. They are unreliable guys. DiDio's an unreliable guy. I have evidence for this. I'll share today. Ragland's an unreliable guy. I will prove it to you. And Perry Stone is an unreliable guy on several measures. So, yeah, they're unreliable guys. Unfortunately, they drove the whole like news thing. Like the timing was perfect. It was the moment was right for them to go viral. I don't know if they're even happy about it at this point anymore, because it turned against them pretty quick. Because here's the thing, and here's where I think it's commentary on cover-up culture in the charismatic church. I think these guys can get away with this kind of craziness inside of their own charismatic churches. I'm sorry to say, not all charismatic churches. There are good ones. There are good ones. But these guys, in their particular circle, part of the cover-up connections, they're able to get away with crazy claims. And so when their claims get elevated to like a much wider audience and people are examining them more carefully, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm in trouble for the things I say. And then they have to start backtracking. And then I'm going to give you the historical analysis. I'm going to give the evidence of the backtracking and the changing narrative. And then finally, Alan Tadillo, more than anybody else, Alan Tadillo blaming everybody else, including me, Mike Winger, for creating a false narrative that he created and doesn't want to be accountable for. So he believes he was honest and truthful the whole time. We're going to walk through it today. Let's clear this up. Let it at least be believers who are clearing these things up and are speaking truth about these things, and not just Joe Rogan, who is able to call it out for what it is on very quickly and easily online. But I want to show you the evidence. So let's look at Larry Ragland, okay? Larry Ragland gave some very specific claims. I'm going to look at his claims. I'm going to look at DiDio's, some of his claims in the early days. Then we'll look at how their claims shifted as things started getting heated up and they started getting news reports about them and going viral. They initially leaned into the virality and then started backing way off of it. And then how it ends, which is very unpleasant, but it is reality. So first off, Larry Ragland, this is what he claims. This is, again, one of the reasons why it went viral. All right, listen to this narrative. This is what he said happened while he was at the meeting and how a government official warned him of some really specific things. This is not true at all, but you can see how it led virality in the news and put these guys' names and faces everywhere. But more importantly to me, embarrasses the church, and for those who believe these guys, creates psychosis and terror. And for those who are serious about examining things in the disclosure area, in the area of what is the government really doing behind the scenes, all that kind of stuff, it makes you guys look crazy because guys do stuff like this. And we could use serious and thoughtful analysis of those things. So unfortunately, these guys are not helping your cause.
Full of pastors and invited to come to a private meeting with a group of men who are connected with the intelligence world that are believers, but are still have very high security clearance. These are legit, true men of God that are still connected to Washington, and even this current...
Still connected to Washington. Legit, high security clearances inside of the government.
administration and all branches of military. And they literally told us, we had a sitting congressman, a very well-known congressman from Missouri. He called into that meeting as well that was just for pastors. And this is what he said. On speakerphone, this sitting powerful member of Congress said,
This did not happen.
The pastors listening to me. I'm getting chills right now because this happened to me. He said, are the pastors in the room listening to me? And I said, yes, sir, we are here. And he said, listen to me. Go and tell the church they are not ready for what is coming. The narrative that is coming, what they are going to say is going to be like nothing you can even imagine. They are preparing to tell us that they are from another dimension, that they are our creator, and that these beings, these aliens, whatever you want to call them, they were the ones that seated us here. There is no such thing as God. Jesus was invented by them. The Bible was invented by them. And begin to just say, listen, prepare the people for what is coming because they're not ready. But he loved us so much. He made sure that he told us exactly the blueprint to study. He said, study the days of Noah. And if you can understand how Noah responded, that's how you're going to have to respond. And I believe what God is doing in the body of Christ right now.
So Larry has been going at this stuff for a while. Some of these guys have been going at this stuff for a while, doing the conspiracy kind of alien sort of theories for a good while now. Alan DiDio has a book on it. Larry Ragland does podcast stuff on it. Others do those sorts of things. And so what he has done here is he's claimed that the government was there, officials were there, their high-level security clearance, they're briefing us, and then a congressman calls it. It turns out this, in fact, is not true, but you can see how it drove virality. My main point in this first part of the video is to show that the virality was from them, not from others, not from distortions. It was from this group of irresponsible pastors that made this stuff happen. So here we go. Let me show you another piece of evidence in that regard. So step one. Let's talk about how this happened, right? Here is a news type post where it says, you know, wow, pastors are being told to prepare for UFO disclosure. And it has quotes. Now, if you look at the bottom, Alan DiDio, pastor, bishop, he's called Alan DiDio. It says, I was in that meeting and he's telling the truth. Now, Alan has been the guy, probably more than the other guys. He's been appearing on like Newsmax, like going on interviews. He's like trying to like get on Joe Rogan. He's asking if Joe Rogan will have him on. He really wants to get, you know, as far as he can with this stuff. He knows he's got his eye on the ball, put it that way. And he says, I was in this meeting. He's telling the truth, referring to Perry Stone. And it links the exact video I played for you earlier. This video where Stone says government officials were there, turns out that's not true. Says green alien discussions, turns out that, or lizard people discussions rather, turns out that's not true. And the things that made this the most important and most interesting and most viral that Alan is affirming here by a blanket statement, if he's telling the truth, those things were not true. They created this problem. Another one is when Red Panda Koala did the following. Let me get this where you guys can see it a little better. And I'll make it bigger like this. There we go. Says, well, I'll just skip first. Let's look at Perry Stone here. He says, I was in that meeting, right? The meeting, this becomes a fabled meeting. The meeting with government and pastors. He goes, I was in that meeting and he's telling the truth. Who is Perry Stone is telling the truth, right? Where did that come from? Alan DiDio. You've got to remember this because later on he will blame everybody else for this.
According to a new report, a plan is in place to slowly prepare Americans for what could be coming. And to achieve that, prominent pastors and priests from all across the country are being briefed by intelligence officials to start preparing Christians for information about alien life that could change the way we all think about our place in the universe. Alan DiDio is a pastor at the Revival Nation Church, and he was one of the pastors at one of these briefings. Pastor DiDio, we appreciate you being here. Can you tell us what you learned at this briefing?
Yeah, and I know it would be unusual to think that social media may spin things a little bit out of control, but there weren't any intelligence officials that were there.
Okay, one of the pastors present said, this is a quote, that pastors were told about the existence of reptilian creatures, UFOs, and materials from a non-human origin that almost sound like something out of a sci-fi movie. Did that happen?
I think the pastor you're referring to was secondhand information. I don't believe he was actually in the room.
Okay. So Pastor Perry Stone claims pastors are being warned to prepare their congregation for UFO and alien information being released. Now here's some quotes. Let's look at the details. They matter. There were a large number of pastors that had been invited to go to a certain state to hear some men in the United States government to hear concerns they had. So these are men who are in the government. Obviously, this makes it a super interesting meeting. Turns out that wasn't true. There's going to be a release concerning aliens and unidentified flying object spacecraft. Yes, this had already been announced at this stage, and it was not news. They're writing that news cycle, not creating it. Some of the people who were in the meeting were telling us as pastors, you need to prepare your people. You need to prepare to answer them for what's about to be released. Some of it has to do with craft. This is what Didio commented on, that have been discovered that are not a part of our planet. Very strange reptilian looking creatures and other things that sound out of a sci-fi movie. Now, what do I really expect with these alien disclosures? Let me say this. I don't want to get into that. What I will say is, whatever is disclosed, I want to handle it with an open and thoughtful mind, with my commitment to scripture, also with reason and critical thinking engaged, and not just like, ooh, it's shiny. You know what I mean. I don't want to do that, though. So Alan says he's there and it's true. Okay, the green, the lizard people thing, all this stuff is true, according to Alan Didio. And then news articles get published saying it's true. Now you see why it happened. And there are also occasions where Alan Didio suggested that it was actual government people that were there in the meeting. So he didn't just say it's true. He actually said it with his own mouth on occasions.
Now, the purpose of this meeting was that there are several people who are involved in an organization that is investigating the United States government. And again, I'm not going to reveal everything because Joseph Z and I are going to do some programming together going into detail about the meeting that we went to. But these individuals who are involved in an organization that is investigating the United States government and their illegal activities surrounding UAPs, they wanted to have a meeting, an urgent meeting, where, again, we go into this Airbnb, we have to turn our phones on airplane mode, there's no recording of the meeting because they're working with highly classified information, they're working with individuals who are operating, who were there with us, who are operating under aliases or under different names. It was a very, very interesting kind of meeting to go into. And we may talk about some of the things that we discussed in that meeting here in this broadcast, but ultimately the purpose of it was disclosure is coming quickly, and here's what the deception is going to look like. Here's the narrative. Here's what the propaganda is going to look like. And these people who are working in government agencies are pleading with pastors. They're pleading, please, prepare your people so that they are not deceived by what is coming. Please teach your people. And I think they're accustomed to talking to people who think this is fringe activity or they're scared to mention it from their pulpits. So I think they were relieved to realize they were in the room with some gentlemen who not only are aware of these things, but have extensively taught on it and written about it, preparing the church. So that's the reason for this book, because disclosure is coming. There is a disclosure coming.
He'd also walk it back because quickly they started getting pushback on this. So let me try to explain that so it makes some sense. Here's him doing a Spaces meeting on X that was on May 5th, 2026. Spaces. This was just several days ago.
But the purpose of these men coming together, there's this one who worked in very specific branches, highly skilled branches of the military. There's another who works within the government, within different agencies in the government.
Works within the government, within different agencies in the government. That's how he starts off his ex spaces.
At least that's his past or his history.
At least that's his past or his history. So he's already hedging his bets a little bit. Now, previously he's confirmed he does do these things. Now he's like, well, maybe he did. He once worked in the government.
He may actively still be working in it or recently retired. However,
or maybe he is actively working in the government, or maybe he's recently retired. I think it's clear Alan doesn't actually know what's going on with this guy, but he knows that trying to establish the government connection is something that the audience is interested in, which it turns out is something he should not have done.
They're working together with a group of people to investigate the United States government and the crimes that they have committed in the pursuit of collecting, reverse engineering, intelligence from non-human origin.
So there's a group. Okay, wait. So now it's not a government meeting. Now that it's already going viral and there's people asking more questions, and there's a little bit of pushback. Now a little more is coming out than what Perry Stone said. It's stuff that they had said earlier on, but it kind of fell off the map for a while. Now it's coming back in. And it's that these guys are actually they believe the government's the bad guy here, and they're investigating the government. Now, you'll find they don't work for the government. They're not in the government. They're freelancers who are investigating the government. But you can see where the messages are confusing due to the behavior of these pastors. There's one more post where Alan DiDio says straight up about Perry Stone, I was in the meeting. It's absolutely true. Right? Where what? Individuals, quote, from the U.S. government are telling them to prepare. Right? That's true. Alan says it. That's what made it viral. Now, in this Spaces meeting on May 5th, Alan explains in a bit more detail the purpose of the meeting, which is not what people would have thought. They thought, oh, it's the government trying to disclose to pastors what's going on. No, that wasn't really the purpose of the meeting. The government connection of these individuals was exaggerated by ultimately by Perry Stone and then affirmed by these guys wrongfully. And then it was leaned into even harder, really hard by Raglan. But none of that was accurate. Now, here's another one from Alan DiDio, a post of his where he's a little more careful. And in hindsight, I see he's being careful here. But in the context of the actual events, it doesn't look careful at the time. He says, the news is true. Okay, so Alan on the phone with me, we talked. I said, were you familiar with the news reports that were going on at this time? And he said, yes. So here he says, the news is true. Now, later to his church, he goes, I'm not really on social media. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I think he was being dishonest. But the news is true, he says. I was brought into a private meeting with other pastors. Phones off, no recordings. We were warned. Disclosure is coming, and many will be unprepared for what follows. Pastors must begin to prepare their people now. If you look at this carefully, you go, well, technically, he didn't say the government was doing the meeting there. But in the context of having affirmed Perry Stone's statements and Larry Raglan coming out, yeah, that makes everybody think that you think the government was part of it. Now, later, he'll blame the internet for thinking that as if they made it up themselves. So it's sometimes he's a little bit more balanced, but here on his May 5th Spaces meeting, he says a variety of things, sometimes contradictory things, and you can see why it bred the confusion that it did. Here he affirms again, not only that Perry Stone was accurate, but also that Larry Raglan, who has come forward with his testimony about the congressman, we'll get back to that in just a moment, what the congressman actually said when the congressman spoke out and was like, what is this guy talking about? But here he affirms those guys are speaking truth.
Some people maybe just be catching up, but the meeting that everyone's talking about pastors and church leaders being called into a meeting where they're warned about coming UFO disclosure, that Perry Stone recently, this video circling with him, Larry Raglan, a video circling with him, who's a dear friend of mine, is absolutely true because I was there in the meeting.
What, of course, people are thinking, not just was there a meeting? That's not the point of discussion. The point of discussion is the nature of the meeting, right? Is it like government's disclosing things to you? Government is calling in pastors because they're so worried about the disclosures and how they will impact Christians that they're calling in pastors to have them prepare their people for this like earth-shattering stuff. That's the implication. It's not even just implication. It's just what they said on some occasions. Now, Congressman Burleson actually spoke up on this. He saw the video of Larry Raglan making these claims about him, and then he came forward and he said the following. This was just a matter of time. And you're like, why are you laughing at this? Well, it's funny, okay? It's not my fault. It's funny. It is funny that this happened. And I'm glad that the congressman spoke up, and then Larry Raglan had to issue an apology after this. But he says, I've had many people ask me to respond. I mean, I'll just let you pause the screen and read the whole thing if you want. He basically says, I don't even know what their meeting was fully about. I don't even know what was said before I got. I was just called in and encouraged the pastors to preach the word and that kind of stuff. It was nothing like what Larry Raglan said it was. And this prompted Larry posting this video apology.
I want to address this video that's going around of me in regards to the meeting of pastors that gathered to discuss the upcoming so-called UFO disclosure. And in this video, I stated that a congressman from Missouri had called in to speak to the pastors. And of course, it's being revealed now that that is Congressman Eric Burleson. And he did call in, but he called in to encourage us and to thank us pastors for the work that we're doing and that we are, you know, speaking the truth to our people and pointing them to Jesus and not get distracted of things in the world. In that moment, I began to state things that I have always said. That is my opinion, and my opinion is, and that's exactly all it is my opinion, that when this disclosure comes out, that it will be spun, that it is, that the aliens have always been here, that they seeded us, that they created the first religion, and all of that. I should.
things he always believed. These are not things he learned in a meeting. These are things he believed from the beginning, right? He's been in this stuff for a while now. This has nothing to do with the meeting. This is him using the meeting to promote his previous beliefs that he already had. That's how I read the situation. I think that this apology is actually dishonest. I'll show you support for that as soon as he's finished.
Would have stopped and paused and said, and this part is my opinion. In the heat of that, I didn't. I led with saying that he had called the pastors, and I went straight into my opinion. So I want to make it very clear that Eric Burleson did not say those words. Those were my words. And I want to own it, and I want to apologize directly to Congressman Eric Burleson for any problems that this has caused you, any confusion, and to any of the viewers that have seen this video clip. So I wanted to state the facts and make it very, very clear what actually happened. That was my opinion and not the congressman. So thank you so much. And the bottom line is this. I just want you to focus on the Lord. And that was the purpose of that meeting, is to just focus on Jesus. And as Jesus said, be not deceived. So thank you for your time and God bless.
So for this, Larry, I would acknowledge it's good that Larry came out and apologized. That's a healthy thing. That was a proper thing. The apology is good. I know I'm going to be criticized as being too, you know, I don't know, mean spirited or assuming the worst or not believing the best about people or something. But the reality is that his apology doesn't actually line up with what he said. He said that he just should have taken a breath and said, oh, and this part's my opinion. And he just got heated up in the moment. That can happen. That's not what it looks like happened. And one of the reasons why I would say it doesn't look like it happened that way is because this is not the only time that Larry did this. We have at least two times on video where he did it. Here's a completely different video where he did it almost word for word the same again. This is a completely separate time. This is on April 30th, where he does it while he's talking to Joseph Z, another guy who was in one of these meetings, and they just seem gung-ho about it. There's no brakes on this machine yet because there's no public scrutiny on it yet. So here's the video where he did it. Again, now ask yourself, does this sound like he just, in the heat of the moment, he forgot to pause and go, and this part is my opinion, not the congressman's opinion. Did that happen? Or did he intentionally couch all of this as the congressman's opinion?
Right. Now you were in that meeting, Z. Mm-hmm. Sandy and I were in a meeting with the same group of people that y'all were with.
That's right.
And one of the things that when we were in that meeting, we had a congressman that's very well known. I won't say his name. It would be easy to figure it out. But he's on one of the committees.
We did figure it out. It was Eric Burleson.
Called in on speakerphone. And they put him on speakerphone, very, very famous representative. And this is what he said to us in that room. He said, are the pastors listening to me?
Wow.
And the only ones that was in that room that were pastors was me and Sandy, and Jamie Walden was there, and Tony Merkel.
Yeah.
And
so this guy Tony was at both meetings, but these are two separate meetings, but it was with the same people running the meetings, right? So it was two basically identical, for all intents and purposes, two identical meetings, and on the one that Larry was part of, which is weird because Alan's like suggested that Larry was part of his meeting. That was Alan was just wrong about that. Maybe he didn't remember. I don't know.
Of course, pastor, Tony was Tony's and that always there.
Tony, he's always there. He's always there.
We're going to hear.
And there was a local pastor there. Found out later.
There, I just pause it. We're going to hear later from Tony Merkel, and he was at the meeting. I have clips of him explaining it very recently. He just came out with a video where he walks through this stuff, and guys, it is the opposite of what you heard it was initially. It's just the opposite.
Z, this troubles me. 20 to 25 very prominent pastors were invited to be in the meeting that I was in, and they all turned it down.
My goodness.
That's a statement of the condition of the church, in my opinion. And so this congressman said, pastors, are you there? Can you hear me? And I spoke up and I said, we're here. And he said, I am begging you, and this is maybe not perfect words, but this is what he said. He goes, please go tell your congregations that they are not ready for what is coming.
My goodness.
What we have seen and what we know is coming. He said, this congressman said, I have generals, I have people that have seen these things that are asking me to contact the pastors and ask the pastors, beg and plead with the pastors, please wake up your congregation and tell them they are not ready because the church is going to fall for this lie.
That is not possibly what Larry said it was, that Eric Burleson, you know, he just forgot to pause and go, okay, this part's my opinion. He put in the mouth of the congressman, I have generals who are pleading with me. Like, this is, come on, bro. You are, if your apology video is real, if there's any element of reality to that apology, then you are clearly fabricating information here to try to elevate the sternness and the authority of the things that you're saying. And that is, sadly, something that happens too often in charismatic churches. You just got caught. You got caught. Now, he's not the only one who had to apologize. Flash forward to May 8th, several days later, and you've got Alan DiDio, and he's saying it's true, everything that's kind of on the top of your page there. And now he says, just to clarify, on May 8th, the government didn't call the meeting. It was a private group of Christian intelligence operators. Now, what does that mean? What do you guys think it means when you're a Christian intelligence operator? Well, if you're not with the government, but you're an intelligence operator, then you are effectively a freelancer, and that is not a pejorative term. But that's what they are. They were freelancers. So this is the part where I show you they're walking it back. Now they're walking things back. They're going, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong about the congressman, even though it was clear that you fabricated. That's just reality. You should have said, guys, for whatever reason, whatever character flaw I've got, I'm sorry, I apologize, forgive me. I fabricated stuff to try to make the thing look bigger than it was. And then it got carried on the news. Alan DiDio, for whatever reason, he affirmed things that were not true that later he had to walk back. And Perry Stone, he should actually just not be in ministry from this stuff. There's reliable reports of things about Perry Stone that have nothing to do with this. So the spin begins, and the spin begins in various places to now go, gosh, now that we're walking these things back, do we kind of like Larry take some real responsibility, but not total responsibility, or do we... do we do like Perry Stone and just ignore it and not say anything? Or do we do perhaps Alan DiDio and say, it's everybody else? I actually have been consistent. I've only told the truth. Everybody else is getting this stuff wrong. They're all exaggerating it and blowing out of proportion. Now, it was around this time when it first started shifting, or right before it started shifting, that I made a video. And this video, I was busy and I didn't want to spend a lot of time on this. I just pulled out my phone and recorded myself while I was melting styrofoam in acetone because I couldn't fit it in my trash can. So I'm recording this video while I'm melting styrofoam in acetone, and I offer some critiques. And I say, guys, so I'm out here trying to get rid of some of this styrofoam without filling up my trash can. This is the acetone trick. But here's the thing. I want to talk about aliens and pastors. Recently, there's some stuff going viral about a few pastors like Perry Stone and Alan DiDio and Mike Signorelli talking about being at a meeting. And I just want to ask for some clarity here. Let me just say, this all stinks, guys. This stinks. I'm not saying no meeting happened. But the way that they're talking about it, you would think that this is an official government meeting where the government brought in these guys in order to give them a briefing on stuff that's coming. They said in order to tell the church and help protect the church and all this. The way they talk about it, it's easy for normal people to think that this is actually a government meeting. Like, the government called a meeting. This is like the president saying, hey, I want these pastors to know what's going on so they can prepare people. When in reality, it sounds more like the same kind of meetings that have happened many, many times where a group of people get together and they say, hey, we think that there's going to be disclosures. We think that the government's going to release stuff. We think that this is the nature of the beings. And it sounds to me like the kind of sort of alien meetings that have been going on for like 50 years. That's what it sounds like. And the reason why it's suddenly going viral is not because they had a meeting. And it's actually not because of the idea that the government's going to disclose things. Because, hello, the government's been disclosing information about UFOs and whatnot for quite a while now. This is not new. The reason why this is interesting to people, the reason why this went viral, is going viral, is because they implied that what they have is top secret information from the government itself about these things. That's why. That's the reason why this is suddenly going viral. And I'm questioning whether that's true, because it doesn't seem like it is true on the surface. And the way they talk about it, if you listen carefully, some of them just say, like, government people were there. Hold on. You don't say that when you're at an actual government meeting. You don't say government people were there. Like, if I go to the White House because I'm invited by the president to be at a meeting, I don't go, hey, guys, government people were at the meeting. Like, that's just not the way you discuss it. So I'm just saying this looks to me not like something that never happened, but probably never happened in the way that people are thinking it happened. When people listen to these guys talk, it probably never happened like that. And I'm thinking that they're their claims are going to turn out to be far less interesting once you actually get down to it. Now, what I will do is I'll mention this. It is important that Christians think about aliens as far as within Christian theology. Like, what does that mean? Most believers think they have the answers here in my experience, but they haven't thought very deeply about it. I'm just being real. So I will link a video where I talked about the issue. I'll link it down below. I talked about the issue of, like, what if there are aliens? How does that affect Christian theology? How do we process that? And it's not just the cursory, well, they're demons, end of story, job's done. I think it's important that we go ahead and do the thought exercise of considering the various possibilities in light of our Christian biblical theology. So I'm going to share that below. And maybe these guys can clarify. Are you guys kind of making people think that your meeting was a much bigger deal than it really was? Because that's what it looks like to me, and I consider that clickbait and ultimately disrespecting your audiences. So let's just find out what really happened. Tell us the stuff that you're not telling us, guys, about your meeting.
This stuff's going viral. It's freaking people out or whatever. So I just want to suggest that these guys may be exaggerating, that maybe they had a meeting, but it wasn't the government maybe that called a meeting. I said this before it had been confirmed, because it was what a lot of people just knew instinctively, I think. And I called it, and I was right. Now, I've been under attack from Alan DeDio for this very balanced and calm video where I was like, guys, please come out and bring clarity. So I just want to put that out there. I've been personally brought into this. I've been called an ambulance chaser by Alan DeDio. And I have what is it he called it? A Candace Owens-like mentality. I think that was the phrase he used.
They love the twisting of even some of the most prominent YouTube theologians that everyone thinks they can go to for solid biblical answers. I look at their response to this and how they're reacting, and I see just petulance, ambulance chasers, view chasers. Then I saw your comments today that were so off the mark, so misrepresentative of what had been said in the past. And it just makes it made you look like an ambulance chaser. That's what it makes you look like, a click and view ambulance chaser. And I was actually about to reach out to you, willing to have a conversation with you, but this whole chasing views, I don't know if that's your motive or it's Pavlovian, if it's subconscious, but the only way you could be involved in every single controversy that's going on, I mean, maybe it's because you're not a pastor. I don't have time to be involved in every drama that's going on. The fact that you find Mike Weegar in every single drama that's going on, he inserts himself and reads all these comments, it's very concerning. But I am willing to have a conversation with you. And what we're seeing is in a lot of these ministries who are very reactive, including people who have joined with us here in this program, it's like this Candace Owens type conspiratorial mind. They're matching each other's energy. So it's very much like the Black Lives Matter movement that took place. It just went hyper to an extreme. And falsehoods and things being perpetuated during that, even though at the heart of it, there's a good cause. And so people with compassion joined to it and didn't realize there were witches who were at the base of that thing that are actually pushing the narrative forward. And it's very similar. This heretic hunting has gotten kind of out of control.
I'm sorry, man. You're overreacting like really strongly about this stuff, Alan, but that's what you said. So I'll mention that stuff's going out there. I'm more concerned, though, about the idea that this moment of extreme exaggeration with lack of accountability put into the public square is actually exactly what I've been covering in cover-up culture. This is a symptom of a deeper problem within the movement and a deeper problem probably with these guys, to be honest. So the spin begins. This is where Alan decides he's going to affirm that he never said these guys were in the government. And that's going to be his tactics. So each of these guys has a different tactic for how they're going to approach this stuff, whether it's apology or denial. Alan's path is the path of denial, where he goes, why didn't you speak the truth that the meeting was not called by government officials? And Alan says, that's what I've always said for months.
Joseph Z and myself were lured into a meeting at an undisclosed location where we were forced to turn our phones on airplane mode and hear from those who are working within the intelligence agencies and investigating them, what's going down?
No, you haven't always said it. You've said kind of various things that don't always agree with themselves. And when Perry came forward, you agree with him. You said what he said was true. Then he's challenged. Well, then you shouldn't. This is important because, again, this is about accountability here. For those who care about the minutiae, that's what I'm going to share with you today. He says, excellent. You should also consider publicly rebuking Perry for his lies, which included you and others. Paul would have done this publicly instead of letting a lie play out for personal gain, which looks like it may be what happened, right? Because Allen's has mentioned himself that his book sales have increased and that it's become his 15 minutes of fame. His words, 15 minutes of fame. But then again, Allen's living in la-la land here because he says Perry didn't actually lie. Perry didn't lie. He was operating off secondhand information. I don't know what that means. You said it was absolutely true, right? So you mean he was wrong, but it wasn't a lie? Okay, fine. You can have that. But it was deceitful and you said it was true. So that was the problem that you're not facing here. You know, what he said about government being represented in that meeting was technically true. I allowed all the details in my videos. Check them out on X or YouTube. Government being represented in that meeting, what does that mean? Does that mean that I can like say, hey guys, 5 years ago, the government announced this and it's Mike Winger, right? Just talking. Am I representing government in the meeting now? This is word salad stuff, but that's the path that Allen has taken. But again, like I said, Allen DiDio he kind of says opposite things. He says contradictory things. And for example, in the same spaces call, he at one point says that they were men in the government. Then he says maybe they were in the government or they were formerly government or they're recently formerly government or maybe they're still in the government and he kind of doesn't know. He gets a text from his buddy, Tony, in the real time in the spaces call and he goes, okay, they're not currently government. Allen interprets that text to mean they were in the government, but they're not now. Tony, I don't know if he's confirmed that that's true. I'm not sure that it is true. I don't know what's true about their nature of these guys because they're both anonymous. But then in the same spaces meeting, and I know this is getting in the weeds, but this is where details matter because when you catch people who are deceiving you, you only catch them by looking at the details. If you ignore the details, if you refuse to even look at them, then you will never vindicate anybody and you'll never catch anybody. And it'll be whoever talks the fastest will control the day. So he has played the two clips. I played you guys early, the Larry Ragland clip, and I played you guys the Perry Stone clip. He plays these in his spaces meeting, or somebody plays them for him. And he's asked to respond, was that Perry Stone statement and that Larry Ragland statement about the congressman, were these things true? Well, this is his response to that in the meeting. It blows my mind that he would say this.
What do you think about what they actually said? Did it all kind of resonate with your meeting?
Yeah, that lined up perfectly with what we discussed, both Perry's description and Larry Ragland's description.
What do you think about what?
Listen to this again, because Perry Stone said lizard people, government people were represented, were in the meeting, that there were current government workers. And Larry said that there was a congressman who was speaking on behalf of generals that were begging them. Okay. And none of that was true. And he says this.
They actually said, did it all kind of resonate with your meeting?
Yeah, that lined up perfectly with what we discussed. Both Perry's description and Larry Ragland's description.
Perfectly. It lined up perfectly. The details lined up perfectly. This is where the confusion is brought. It's guys like Allen DiDio. And it's not just Allen. He's not the only guy, right? Mike Signorelli also caused a lot of confusion with his clips. And I'll share some stuff there as well. So I've showed you a little bit of a guy named Joseph Z. That's his last name starts with a Z, but he goes by Joseph Z, and he's considered a prophet in the movement, or a prophetic guy, at least, considered that in the movement. And he has, in fact, prophesied falsely in the past. I want you to know these guys are unreliable. It's important that we know that because they should not be looked at and taken seriously. I'm sorry, this is reality. Please don't take them seriously. So this is Joseph Z.
First of all, I love this network.
And what he's about to do on your screen is he's about to give a false, a wrong, an untrue prophecy where he declares bold-faced in God's name. He speaks in first person with God's words, according to him, something that was completely false and untrue. And I have to give you a tiny bit of background. There's an organization called Daystar. Daystar, like second biggest Christian media organization in the world, I've been told. It's huge, right? Like everybody was on Daystar. All of the big programs and Christian programmers were on Daystar until they went through a lot of controversy because of serious, serious moral concerns about the leadership of Daystar related to infidelity, unchristian handling of marriage, of divorce and remarriage, as well as then it got exposed like handling of child abuse stuff. And so that stuff all went viral and then they started people dropping off the map. And what happened is Joseph Z comes up and he's going to prophesy to them that they're about to be restored. Now he prophesied this shortly before Joni Lamb, head of Daystar, actually died. Sadly, tragically, but still, she died. He prophesies this to her shortly before she dies. This is the guy who's going to be your source on what the government's about to tell you and what you should think about it.
First of all, I love this network. I love this network. It's changing the world. But I heard these words and I'm being obedient to the Lord. Joni Lamb, the Lord says you have passed. And you are coming to the other side now. And for God Almighty is saying, have I not given you the crown? Have I not given you the scepter? And will you not gain a second scepter, says the Lord? I'm bringing a second scepter into your hand. For my eyes have seen and my ears have heard. And I know this hour and I have predestined it for you and this season that you're walking in. So the blessing of the Lord is upon this platform. The blessing of the Lord is upon this ministry. And God is saying, I reside here. And strength is upon you, Joni. Strength is upon you, Doug. And what the enemy has meant for evil, the Lord God Almighty of heaven is going to turn it around for your good.
This is a false prophecy, right? This is not from the Lord. It did not come to pass. I talked to Alan DiDio about this because he was upset that I called them unreliable guys. And I was like, well, your guy Joseph Z, he has a bunch of like word salad prophecies all the time. They don't mean anything. Remnant Radio's done reviews reviews of his prophecies, and they're like, it's nothing burgers. And then when he does come forward and shares a very bold one that's very clear what it means, it completely falls flat on his face, almost as though God wanted you to get caught with your pants down, Joseph Z. And that is indeed what happened.
And he's going to make it better than it was in the first place. And I see God's hand of favor upon you. Righteousness exalts a nation. And I call you a Deborah. I call you not only an Esther, but I call you a warrior in the house of God. And the Lord says, you carry a mantle like an Abraham, Joni. And I bless you and Doug together, and we stand with you. And I want to just say this, God is here.
Now, this is where it gets even worse. Okay, that's a false prophecy where he's like, God told, said this, and he declares in God's name, this is blasphemy against God, to declare things in God's name that God is not saying, that is blasphemy. Worse than that is they're actually not on the right side of these things. As far as I can tell, as far as most everybody I know who I trust can tell, the Lambs are on the wrong, well, Joni Lamb is on the wrong side of this thing. Not all of them, because she has a son who seems like he's fighting the right, from there in the right direction on these issues. But this her husband, that he says God's with you and your husband, this is the guy that 2 months after Joni Lamb's husband died, he divorced his wife suddenly and then married Joni really quick. To all intents and purposes, it appears reasonably that he did so. He divorced his wife to marry another woman. We have a word for that. Jesus gave it to us. He who divorces his wife marries another that commits adultery. The purpose of the divorce was for remarriage with somebody else. That's pretty clear. So here's where it gets worse than all that. Ron Cantor, who you guys have seen in the video that I did about Michael Brown, very sad situation. A lot of these, they're all sad situations, but they need to be dealt with and called out because we can't refine the church unless we're willing to go through the fire. So Ron Cantor, he's got some inside info and some connections for many, many years of doing ministry and being very, very charismatic as well. And he's a guy that I trust, who has been willing to call things out and put his neck on the line inside the movement and pay the price for it. And this guy says, you know, I had a buddy and I trust Ron, guys. I also personally know him. I trust him. And he says, I have a buddy who, so take this as you want, secondhand, this means not true, who was called up by Daystar and they were trying to get him on all the programs so that he could affirm that Joni and Doug's marriage was okay. And that they're like putting the seal of approval with their authority, with their respect they have, you know, people have towards them, putting the seal of approval on Daystar to try to bring people back. Cause they had this exodus. Everybody abandoned Daystar because of the carnality and the stuff that was going on and the controversy. And this guy wouldn't do it. He refused. And so then boom, it dried up. Well, it sure looks like it's reasonable to think that Joseph Z decided to fill those shoes, getting on the program and prophesying. There's only one other person that I personally am aware of who went on and prophesied falsely to the Lambs, to Joni and well, Joni Lamb and the Doug Weiss, prophesied to them about God prospering them and getting them through and about all these good things happening to them. And guess who it is? It's Sean Bowles. Sean Bowles, who I made my video about, the 6-hour video about cover-up culture that kind of launched so much of what's going on right now, at least launched it forward more. Much of it was already happening. I certainly don't take credit for anything. No. What really launched all this stuff is the corruption that's in the movement. That's what launched it. No videos would have mattered if it hadn't been for that. So Joseph Z gives a false prophecy where he is now caught red-handed in it. This is the guy who's one of the sources. This is why I say these are unreliable men. You've got a man who threatened to kill himself when he was busted with multiple witnesses about his predatory in behaviors towards people, women that worked for him as a leader, as a pastor, and threatened he was going to kill himself or burn his ministry down to the ground. We've got, Joseph Z, fake prophet. We've got Larry Ragland, who made up stuff about a sitting congressman in the United States government and then apologized halfway about it. We've got Alan DiDio, who talks out of both sides of his mouth. Well, they're men who were in the government. Oh, you know, they're not in the government. They are in the government. He said all of the above, and he affirms that the videos from Larry Ragland and Perry Stone are true. Okay, so all that stuff is the case. Now let's talk about what they actually were saying for months. Because guess what? This thing happened in February. This secret meeting actually happened in February. It's May now. They've talked about it several times between now and then. It only went viral when they really started pushing this "it was government" kind of narrative. Now, in their earlier conversations, it didn't quite land the same way. They talked about this, and yes, they were like implying that government was involved on occasions, but they were saying that the government was actually the bad guy in this scenario. And what was going to happen is disclosures were going to come about aliens, and the government itself was going to push a narrative that was going to be Antichrist, specifically Antichrist, and even anti-King James in particular, according to Alan.
By the way, alien entities hate the King James Bible.
They are gearing us up for the great deception that I believe it could be even what would deceive the elect, if possible. I believe what they're going to release is going to so fit the narrative. They're going to say Jesus was a spirit, you know, enlightened being that came down, however they frame it with their terminology. He came down and he was one of these star people. And they're going to try to lay over scripture all of their narrative, which is really demonic in origin.
They're going to say, oh, you're close.
You're close.
You're close. Here's what actually happened.
Come on. Yeah,
here's Alan's what really right. happened. But particularly since the 50s, there has been a massive push from occultic organizations in partnership with and Luciferian organizations.
That's right.
In partnership with the federal government to bring deception. Manly P. Hall, who I believe was a confidant to the president, I think it was Roosevelt, said, our main problem, we've been trying to introduce another translation of the Bible.
Yeah.
That is reasonably correct. But these King James people, their every jot and tittle, are holding back the Bible translation we want to release.
Yeah.
This was a famed occultist trying to introduce another Bible translation for the purpose of the kettle getting warmer.
Uh-huh.
You know, the frog in the kettle.
That's right.
Just to get us acclimated to their ideology a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Yeah. And now we're to the place where the body of Christ is primed.
Yes.
For whatever deception the government, the occultists want to put in front of them.
I'm going to have a very important discussion today on the topic of UFOs, UAPs, non-human intelligence, and a recent clandestine meeting that me and some of my friends were pulled into and given some information about where things are headed with this disclosure narrative.
Good to be here, man. Good to see you, gentlemen, and it's good to have this conversation. We've got some previously classified documents, some sensitive intelligence that the three of us were in a meeting gathering.
There's so many things going on. We, the three of us and a few others, just a handful of people, were pulled into a meeting and we really got data and information.
Well, I've got to say this was one of the most unusual meetings I've ever been a part of, where the three of us, along with maybe three others, seems like a half a dozen people, were gathered in an Airbnb in the mountains of Tennessee, discussing an investigation that's going on in the United States government against crimes they have committed in the process of retrieving and reverse engineering technology from non-human intelligence. The meeting also went forward to discuss the propaganda plan that was in place leading up to disclosure. The urgency of the meeting was, there's about to be disclosure. We need to have a conversation with key ministers who have a big reach and a big influence so that the body of Christ is not unprepared and is not back on their heels when this information comes out.
So
occult, this deals with hidden things, dark things, secret things. We see this happening. Actually, we talked about factions within the government in this meeting that are actually involved in occultic activity. And Tony can speak to that here in a moment.
Yeah. The meeting we were in, Tony, they said this. They said the government has been told a lie. The government believes that lie. And that is what they are going to reveal to us. They're going to reveal a lie to us.
What we were told in that meeting was to watch out for supposed allies, people who appear to be on our side. They appear to be Christian,
yep,
and they've been a part of the Christian community and the Christian conversation in this space. And these people will come out and say, well, you know, some Christians say it's demons, but it's far more complicated than that. And I'm a Christian and I believe the Bible, but I can tell you that it's far more complicated. That's what we have to watch out for there.
So I'm going to share more evidence that the nature of the meeting was not government related. Definitive evidence a little bit later from the guy that called the meeting himself, saying as much, that the people there were not from government. Nobody that was there was from the government or working in the government, and that the documents that they were using and the information they were releasing is all public information and not stuff that is currently confidential info. Yeah, that's the stuff he says. So I'll play that clip for you later. But what I want to do right now is just highlight kind of the tenor, the reason why I'm a little concerned about these guys heading sort of the conversation from the Christian perspective on these types of issues. Again, I feel as though these, and this is because it's such a public matter, it should be publicly known, they're just unreliable guys. Well, this is Larry Ragland, just so you understand where he's coming from. I feel this could cause people into like, lead them into like a type of religious psychosis. I think can be very unhealthy for people, and it can kind of cause the panic that they're worried about fixing, they're going to create. So I'll just play the clip for you here. This is how Larry Ragland couches things.
Tonight, we need to address something very, very important. We talk a lot about the narrative and the disclosure that's coming, but more and more in every day that goes by, I'm beginning to see what's really about to happen. There is a certain group of people who are trying to get out in front of the actual rollout of disclosure. And ladies and gentlemen, it's, in my opinion, the most alarming disclosure, if you will. They're coming after the church, and they're going to begin to make us the enemy right at the beginning of this thing called disclosure. We're going to expose that narrative tonight. We're going to talk about what we feel like is really coming. This is a very, very important show. Stay till the end, and you're going to want to share this and send it to some people, because we're not going to allow this, because that is why we have this show, to expose the false narrative. Let's go.
This is the thing. This, their narrative, okay? Larry's narrative, Alan DiDio's narrative initially, or at least at times, he's sort of narrative shifts depending on what moment he's talking. Their narrative is that the government, and this is Mike Signorelli, the government itself is going to be the source of the false information, the false narrative, right? We release files, and then we tell people, we interpret the information in a way that is specifically targeted against Christians. That is the narrative that they're telling. Went viral, and they splintered in the way that they each approached it differently, but this is actually what they're promoting, and it's the thing that they've been promoting for a while. It's the thing that Larry has believed for quite some time.
We got something really important to start to show off with that is, I mean, huge. Let's go.
This is his show intro here.
In the name of Jesus, you with me? Let's go!
You're watching The Big Picture.
The idea is that aliens are demons. Okay, that's the core of the whole thing. Aliens themselves, if they exist at all, are demons. That is the view that these guys hold to. Now, maybe, you know, some of them, Alan might try to nuance that a bit, but basically the idea is they're demons. And the people that we have to watch out for the most are people like myself, who are going to suggest that we should look at the evidence and let the evidence lead us where it leads us. If there are aliens, I'm somewhat skeptical, but I'm open to the idea. Show me the evidence. Or if they're somehow spiritual beings or demonic, I'm open to that too. Or if there's just nothing out there, and that a lot of this is going to be just human origin anomalies and things like that, which I'm inclined to think that, but I don't have a conclusion without looking at the evidence, right? Their conclusion before we've seen the evidence is these are demons. These are demons. And the government is going to do a coordinated effort to convince Christians that these demons are benevolent alien beings, to replace Jesus, to feed into Islam, to feed into the occult, to feed into all these things. That's the nature of their conspiratorial thinking. This is their view. And it's not about government, really. It's not about disclosures, really. It's about this idea of a narrative that the government's going to push. That is what they are all about, which is why they go on to say that Christians are unprepared.
And this subject matter is no longer fringe. It's no longer fringe subject matter. It's being discussed in the Department of Defense, being discussed in congressional hearings, and now with these secretive meetings. It really was an interesting meeting. I can't wait to give you the details of this. With pastors in an attempt to spread the word, because churches, Christians are generally unprepared.
It's important that I play this particular clip because later on, Alan DeDio says, I never said Christians were unprepared. Christians, they're prepared. So there's just that back and forth of what is the truth. This is the fear-mongering of Perry Stone, because I want to show you, I showed you his video before, but I didn't show you the thumbnail he made for his video, which is beware of deceptive government reports about to be released, Perry Stone. Right, the news picked up on the idea that it was government themselves was calling these pastors together, and that's because of the way these men talked about it. But their actual thing, their real thing, is the government is the source of the deception. That was their thing. This is the original thumbnail for his video. That was the title of the video. This is the thumbnail of the video. Beware of deceptive government reports about to be released, Perry Stone. So, yes, very much that's the nature of what was going on here. This is why Perry Stone's original video was titled that way. Now, then the Mike Signorelli video, I haven't showed you this yet, but I need to show you the Mike Signorelli clips. I probably should have showed them to you earlier, but here they come. Mike Signorelli. Oh boy, Mike Signorelli. He has a pretty strong presence online. I'm not trying to throw everything he ever does under the bus here. It's not my agenda here. This moment was a moment of deep irresponsibility and one for which they're not being made accountable, not willing to face accountability. And so we're going to talk about it. This is Mike Signorelli when he brought his crew on and the whole group of them got together in order to have a discussion about what happened in their meeting. Listen to what they said about it, because it is kind of wild. Mike did nothing other than hype this up like crazy. Listen to me, or rather listen to him, as he describes the government soft launching conversations about UFOs and UAPs, which is the context of this meeting. Now, this video I'm about to show you, this is the opening of their video. The title of this video for Mike Signorelli was 94% of you are not prepared for the upcoming disclosure. The thumbnail image of the video, I got to show this to you. Let me get my face out of the way here. The thumbnail of this video straight up has their faces, Joseph Z, Alan DeDio, Mike Signorelli. It's a secret briefing. And what is behind Mike? Well, not only is there a UFO behind him, but there's a confidential file implying it's a government briefing. But stronger than that is the way he actually opened his video. So let me play for you now clips from that very video.
Right now, governments are soft launching conversations about non-human intelligence, UFOs, UAPs, and actual contact with what they're calling extraterrestrials. If you are a born-again believer, I'm telling you, you're not prepared. That's why you're divinely watching this right now.
I just want to say I'm opposed to this idea of telling every viewer they're divinely watching this because they're not prepared for the things that are being disclosed. That is irresponsible hype. Anyway. What's worse, I don't know if it's worse or not, but what's definitely present also is this idea that governments are soft launching conversations. The implication is we're telling you about our secret meeting. It was a government meeting. That's how it's implied. That's what it sounds like.
As this disclosure happens, you're going to see Generation Z actually start to adopt this as a religion. Your children, they could be a part of a portion of the body of Christ who fall away. By this research, about 90% of you watching right now are at risk of being deceived by this disclosure. Right
now. The research had nothing to do with that disclosure, by the way. I've watched this whole video. Here's a few other select clips from it to just show the type of hype and the psychosis that you could be inducing in people when you do this sort of thing. Pastors, if they're going to prepare people for things, they need to do it responsibly and with wisdom and with care. This is viral content making. This is not pastoral care.
Now governments are soft launching conversations about non-human intelligence. Have you heard that phrase? UFOs, UAPs, and actual contact with what they're calling extraterrestrial. The church is not prepared. If you are a born-again believer, I'm telling you, you're not prepared. That's why you're divinely watching this right now.
I just want to point out again, Alan DiDio was like, I said the church was prepared. He's in the room right now. He not only said the church wasn't prepared, he said they're all saying this. But the context of this viral moment is that Mike Signorelli is absolutely feeding into the idea that they were part of a secret government meeting that was launched by the government, a soft launch of a conversation in order to help prepare people. The same thing they were saying elsewhere. The reason why I keep hammering this down is because the lie is that they never said this in the first place. And Alan DiDio, more than anyone else, has doubled down on that lie.
Now, this has to be one of the greatest deceptions of our lifetime that's happening.
If the church doesn't get ahead of this and begin to talk about this, then we're gonna miss the boat and see a great falling away.
As a matter of
I don't think we see a great falling away. It's good to talk about this stuff, but again, I don't see this giant deception that's coming. Maybe I'm clueless. Time will tell. I don't think most Christians are gonna have a struggle with their faith like that. There's definitely conversations we should have about the concept of aliens. And that's why years ago I made a video on the topic of aliens. I'll link it down below, a sober analysis of it. Now, obviously, if there's demons, maybe they're demons, but let's not just broad brush, like it's, oh, for sure, if anything shows up, it's automatically demonic. Like we can't even consider other possibilities. That's a closed-mindedness that will actually make us more rigid in our thinking and more likely to snap when we're confronted with things we didn't expect.
In fact, we were told in that off-site clandestine meeting that one of the demonic propaganda arms is going to seemingly corroborate with the Islamic take the crucifixion of Christ, that it was actually Judas.
That's right.
Because remote viewing actually revealed that, no, it was Judas that was crucified, not Christ. So could we be months away from the global Islamic community celebrating? Look, it vindicates us.
There's more there I could put, but remote viewing... This is weird stuff. This is where they're at. This isn't info from the government to the guys. They're leveraging a viral moment in order to get more attention on something else. And that is not inherently wrong, but the way that they're doing it, yeah, is misleading to the people and disrespectful to their own audiences, to disrespect people like that and then gaslight them over it. All right, we're going to show you now Tony Merkel. Tony Merkel's the guy that actually called the meeting. He just recently did a video and he talked about this meeting and he gave specific details about the facts and the reality behind the meeting. And I think of all of the guys I've heard talk about this meeting, Tony has been the most honest. And I want to give him credit for that. He's been the most honest. The one mistake he's done for sure was trusting these guys with this information, but also being in the room with them when they said things that weren't accurate and not always correcting it. And I understand how that can happen. Tony, if you're watching, I get how that can happen. You know, you're like, feel like you're the lower guy on the totem pole in the room, and that's fair to feel that way. But man, it sure got out of hand, didn't it? So anyway, here's Tony Merkel debunking his guys.
I organized the meeting that everybody's talking about. Mm-hmm. He is part of a private group of Christian intelligence operators.
He's now talking about this guy who's his contact, who's bringing the information to the meeting. He's the guy who's disclosing information to the pastors. Okay, this is a guy that Alan DiDio was listening to, that Mike Signorelli was listening to, that Larry Raglan was listening to. And this is what Tony says about that guy. Private, Christian, he's not government.
And I say that very specifically and as pure as possible. He is not government. He is not part of an intelligence agency, not NSA, CIA, none of the alphabets. As far as I know, he is part of a private group of Christian intelligence operators. They are operating privately on intelligence with disclosure.
So this means that these guys deceived you, deceived the news, and then at least in the case of some of them came forward and said Twitter got it all wrong. Mike Wenger misrepresented me. That's an angle that Alan has taken. Like, it's zero responsibility for the things that they said and did. Here, I appreciate Tony clearing the air on this. He is at least saying truth here and being very clear about it. Whereas Alan keeps spinning and twisting. I'm just being real with it. I spent an hour and a half on the phone with Alan, and he did not take accountability for a single thing, not fully, not truly. And it was just wild. I played him clips of him saying things where he would be like, well, I meant it this way. And it was clearly, in my opinion, clearly just someone who will just spin and have no accountability. So trying to bring that accountability now. What else? Previously, he called me a wolf in sheep's clothing, which he sort of walked back. He said he repented. Well, he kind of sort of walked back, but he left it on his YouTube channel, just like it's still on his YouTube channel, at least last I checked, that he's calling me a wolf in sheep's, a ambulance chaser. And I assume motives, and I don't believe the best about people when he's calling me an ambulance chaser. Sorry, I think it's funny.
And this is not anything that's top secret, confidential, classified. This is all open source stuff that they have gone through, rubbed shoulders with people, gathered information from people, and came to these kind of conclusions.
It's not intelligence. When you think of intelligence, you're thinking intel that is private to the government, that is being released, like just disclosed. Rather, it's the kind of investigations you could do by just talking to people and getting disclosed stuff. That's how he's describing it. Maybe you hear him differently. The way I understand what Tony's saying here is to clear the air, not government guys, not government information, right? That is only available to the government, that is being disclosed, as is happening through other channels right now. We are getting disclosed government information, but that is not what was happening in that meeting.
This is the heart behind the meeting. It was not to release classified information. It was not sponsored by the government. It was not held by people within the government. This was a private Christian group of intelligence operators gathering intel and data and doing their own networking and sharing with pastors, any pastors that are willing to listen. I don't recall at any moment in the two meetings that I was in that reptilians were brought up. I could be wrong. If you guys...
No, they were not brought up.
Not brought up. Okay.
These guys just... I mean, you get caught up in the news cycle and it goes crazy on you. So the bottom line is, this is what happened, as I understand it at least, and I've tried to demonstrate it to you guys. Step one, there's a meeting. They do try to sensationalize it a bit and talk about it. They're excited about it. It's kind of conspiratorial, and it's about how the government will try to spin a narrative that is anti-Christian once disclosures come out. That's the main point. And so they're trying to prepare people. And the method of preparing people is to make sure that they know aliens are demons and don't trust them. They're demons, not alien beings from other lands or other planets or something, but they're demons, you know? And there's other more nuance that can be added there. Maybe they're also lizard beings from beneath the ground or something like that. Now what happened is, when Perry Stone made his video, he stressed the government connection, which at times they had already done, but it just didn't go viral. Okay. And now it goes viral. And so they lean in on the very things that they know made it viral. So as broadly as possible, affirming, I was there, everything, you know, it's absolutely true. And Alan being asked, is what Perry Stone said accurate? And he goes, lines up perfectly. Even though they're sitting there going, your government wasn't there and there was no lizard stuff. And we didn't. So in other words, Perry Stone was basically very wrong about the meeting. But they leveraged this and they pushed it. And then when they got more pushback, because me or others were saying, hey, we think you're exaggerating, they said, you guys exaggerated, not us. We've been super consistent. In other words, it's a big waste of time. The reason why I make this video, the reason why I'm bothering with this, and this is the important bit, is because cover-up culture in the charismatic church is because things like this don't get called out and things like this don't get addressed. And I do think that if they were part of some other denominational group, some other cluster of churches, I think they would have been called out for these things and just would have, self-policing actually takes place. But there's something in the culture that refuses this from happening. And I don't understand it, but it's present. But here's the thing, its time has come. And there are so many people in your own churches right now, Alan, in your own church, people that are probably afraid to say it out loud, but they know that you are being a manipulative, deceitful person right now. And you're just attacking individuals like me, trying to assault my character in front of your own followers so that you can get out from underneath the things that are being said. You claim you've been consistent and honest and only had integrity, and you've, I would suggest, tried love bombing on me personally, which felt very weird, to be honest. But there cannot be relationship where there cannot be truth. There cannot be relationship where there can't be truth. And you can't have pastors who handle the word of God, who are okay with spinning false narratives and deceiving people in order to achieve other ends. And that cannot happen. And that is how you get cover-up culture in the charismatic church. So you got your 15 minutes of fame. You got your book sales, which went up, which you're the one that mentioned your book sales went up there, Alan.
We actually have the individuals behind all of this who are helping to make us all famous, I guess, in our 15 minutes here of fame.
And in the book, which for some, it's taken off right now. I guess it's because of all of this. Hmm. It's even doing better than the Rapture book right now on Amazon. Wow.
That's crazy.
But what I do is, because this book is, this is not me fawning over the idea of aliens. I come at it, and there may be a link in the description for you to get this. Sir. If you don't already have this, you need to get it.
Mike Signorelli, I can't believe you said the stuff you said. Larry Ragland, honestly, guys, it's not the end of the world for you, but it should mean, please, this group of guys, please stop trying to climb to the top of the narrative control for the world or for the church, for that matter. I don't think you're the guys for the job. So, sorry to bring this stuff to you guys. I initially made a short video, and I wasn't going to make a big thing about this. I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on it. It was when Alan kept publicly calling me out that I just went from posting a couple things on Twitter that took like 10 seconds or making a one 5-minute video that I did while I was working on other stuff to saying, this is getting darker and weirder, right? He was even suggesting that, by implication, that the work that I've done on cover-up culture should be brought into question because of the way I was challenging him baselessly, as if he's just pure white as snow. And the reality is that none of that's true. So, unreliable guys, I'm sorry to say. My name is Mike Winger. I usually try to help you learn to think biblically about everything. In this case, it's an embarrassment to the church that the church isn't the one calling these guys out, and that there's seemingly no accountability within their own churches for the stuff they do. So I hand it over to you guys. So hopefully you guys will address this stuff properly. I think I've laid the trail of evidence. I think I've given an analysis that's accurate. So to summarize, the reasons why this video is going out is, one, this was a very public issue that should be cleaned up. And if not cleaned up, it should at least be cleared up. And that part I can do. I can try to help bring some clarity to what really happened here. Number two, there's embarrassment to the body of Christ. I didn't even show you the clips of Joe Rogan laughing at these guys, laughing specifically at Alan DiDio, because it was transparently exaggeration. He knows, he's in media, he understands these things.
Yeah, the pastor's thing that I sent you, Jamie, is that's bonkers.
I don't buy that.
So this is a guy, it says his name is Alan Dido. After sitting in a private meeting with pastors and those connected to these investigations, the message was clear. UFO and UAP disclosure is coming. Pastors must prepare their people now. Silence is not an option. Well, what does that mean? Why would they bring in
pastors I've never heard of?
I think it's BS.
I do. If he'd have brought anybody in, he'd brought Franklin Graham in.
Is this gentleman a pastor himself? Click on his.
He also has a show, which is.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Can you click on his bio, please? Like what it says. Equipping end time believers for the next great awakening. Boy.
I would warn people.
It's an embarrassment to the church. Not only that, but the nature of the conspiratorial stuff, some of the claims that these guys are making, which I haven't showed you all of the claims about scripture, about how to translate terms. We were told in the New Testament to beware of deceiving spirits. And Alan DiDio says that a legit translation of that is like flying aliens. I kid you not. So these things are not true. What we're doing is we are taking a pet project of research, and you're trying to wrap Christian theology around it in a way that is not appropriate. We should have thoughtful conversations about these things, but not that. The other issue here is that it connects to cover-up culture in the charismatic. It's not only in the charismatic church, but it's definitely present there. And that is the lack of any kind of true legitimate accountability for leadership. They can spin narratives forever and never get in trouble for anything, which means that if they have grievous, serious sins, people that they've wounded, people that they've hurt, those people are vilified, and the leader just keeps on trucking like nothing ever happens. The casual deception or misleading behavior from Christian influencers is unacceptable, and that's another reason why this video is to be made. I hope that it helps, and I hope that other people out there realize that the majority of Christians actually cringe at this stuff too. If you want to have thoughtful conversations about UFOs, UAPs, and government disclosures, go ahead. You're not a fool for digging into it and thinking about it and going, "What's that?" Just do it with your brain and your Bible, and not just one and not the other.
That you cannot trust anything online. You cannot believe, and it is a total fabrication. The way narratives are shaped online, I've watched this in real time over the last 24 hours. It has been startling to me.
But we were lying about that, but now we're telling you the truth.
Right.
By the way, alien entities hate the King James Bible.